In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
4 days would have created quite a stench. And the darkness of the cave wouldn't mask the odor. Lazarus was dead. If the Lord would have been there, he wouldn't have died. But death overcame him, and once again, like so long ago, Lazarus was dressed in swaddling clothes. White clothes for the funeral, wrapped tight as was the custom. Sin has cast a darkness upon the creation, and Satan is keen to our stench. Here we are. We have made a home in the dog-eat-dog world. In the midst of life, we are in death, walking and living the torment of sin, the devil, and even our own sinful flesh. Our toil and our strife, our suffering life of death, it stretches out before us, the duration yet unknown. And Satan, he would move a stone to the mouth of this tomb to lock us in. Deeply moved again, Jesus came to the tomb. He knew sadness and grief, and tears were the sign of his pain, for he wept at the loss of his friend, for the pain Mary and Martha felt, and for the rejection of heavenly gifts. Open the tomb and take away the stone. Let the weight of death be lifted from this place. Sent from God with all the authority of heaven and earth, the Word at once changed death into life. And at his speaking, comfort and joy replaced tears and grief. And that day, Mary and Martha beheld the glory of God. A whole nation will send itself to destruction. Many will plunge themselves into the sea of fire like lemmings jumping into the ocean. For death is our way and darkness is our comfort. But Jesus, he would gather into one the scattered children of God, as he, the God-man, would die for the nation. Behold the mystery. God himself has paid for the rebellion of man. Born of flesh, he took on the sin of the world and died our death. Here we are to bring the gospel of Christ to this dark world of death, to march into the thick of the stench of sin-soaked flesh and to declare Christ to their midst. Ministers of the means of grace to carry the Lord of life to the nations, that he would wash the pale skin of man and carry the dark dirt of sin downstream, that each sinner be made new and given life to the full, that each sinner in that water have their funeral, dressed in a white robe, swaddling clothes, white as wool, and there at that same time be dressed for the wedding. Called forth from the cave of our death, Christ has gathered into one his holy bride. You too find comfort that you are dressed in white. Your flesh has been washed by the Lord of life, sent from God above. He is stronger than the death, the bonds of death. He would not let Satan win. Death could not hold him. He rose again. He lives. He is the resurrection and the life, the bread of life, the light of the world. This one is Jesus. for he saves his people from their sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.